Ladies and gentlemen, I first learned about the Dag Hammarskjöld Fellowship in 2002 through a friend who was selected as a third fellow from Sri Lanka. Ever since then, I have wanted to be a part of this program, and 10 years later, here I am addressing you all. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As Dag Hammarskjöld said, never look down to test the ground before taking your next step. Only he who keeps his eye fixed on the far horizon will find the right road. The last 10 weeks have been exceptional. I have seen world leaders up close at the 67th annual debate of the United Nations. I have witnessed Security Council votes. I had the honor of interviewing the President of Finland and the Secretary General himself, two of the interviews that I will cherish for the years to come. This fellowship has allowed me to tell 10 million people many important stories. Stories that they may not otherwise have had the chance to hear. The most hectic week of the fellowship was the General Assembly annual debate, which will not surprise many of you. However, it was exciting and also informative. As the world created history, we were part of it, chronicling it. We have also had the opportunity to cover the US presidential elections, the Clinton Global Initiative, and also Hurricane Sandy. I must tell you, New York did surprise me with a blackout that lasted for a week. And if it was in Sri Lanka, political parties would have been engaged in a tug of war to take advantage of the natural disaster. However, the resilience of the people here in New York did surprise me, coming together for a common cause. I come from an organization that was burned to the ground, not once, but twice, during the 1983 riots in Sri Lanka and in January 2009, a few months before the civil war ended. I learned how to be strong and ambitious and never fear telling the truth. The motto of my organization is courage to be different. Everywhere we go, we witness history, and that is what this fellowship has enabled me to do. If we can create a difference in someone's life with our pen, ladies and gentlemen, that is what is important, and that is what the organization that I represent has strived for over the years and nothing else. I thank those of you who are here today for supporting the Dag Hammarskjöld Fund. It is a worthy program that helps journalists shape their future and mold them. Your support helps individuals like me, individuals who have dreams of coming here, who want to be witnesses to history. Your support is helping our dreams become realities. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a privilege and an honor to be addressing you all. And most of all, it is a dream come true. Thank you, God bless, and have a great day.